5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and...
A warm welcome to Disky Talk with Luyolo. If you're tuning in for the very first time, I ask that you please subscribe and hit the notification bell. If you've been a part of this journey, I hope you thoroughly enjoy this episode. So, on today's episode, I discuss all things DStv Premiership. As the international break has come to an end, so we're looking forward to our favorite DStv Premiership clubs getting back to action. And then in the extra time segment, I will have a look at the young players within the DStv Premiership. And as a result of that, I will then give you my best 11 of the young players within the DStv Premiership. However, let's then start with the first segment. So the first segment is having a look at the log. So let's have a look at the log and have a look at the log standings with regards to the DStv Premiership. So, two games. There's been two match weeks that have been played so far. And so I will read the log from number 16 and then all the way up. So, at number 16, we have Maritzburg United. They've played two and they've lost two as well. And then at number 15, we've got Royal AM. Played two, and they've also lost two as well. And then at number 14, we have Marumo Gallants. So they've played two, and they've drawn one, and they've lost one. And then at number 13, we've got TS Galaxy. So TS Galaxy, they've drawn one, and they've lost one as well. And then at number 12, we've got AmaZulu, who have drawn one, and lost one as well. And then at number 11, we have Orlando Pirates, who have drawn two. And then at number 10, we've got Golden Arrows, who have won one and lost one. At number 9, we've got Sekhukhune United, who have won one and lost one. And then we've got Baroka at number 8, who have won one and lost one. And then we've got Swallows, who have won one and drawn one. And then Mamelodi Sundowns at number 6, they've won one and drawn one. Chipper United at number 5, they've won one and drawn one. And then Kaizer Chiefs at number 4, won one and drawn. Yeah, guys, it's like, it's becoming like a, like, it's the same thing. So from number 4 to number 1, they've won one and drawn one. Number 4 is Kaizer Chiefs. Number 3 is Cape Town City. Number 2 is Stellenbosch. And then Supersport United are the table toppers. So let's then go back. At number 16, Maritzburg United. So, with Maritzburg United, they've made a whole host of signings and a whole host of changes coming into this new season. So, I must say that I'm a bit disappointed that they sit at the bottom of the table, you know, especially when you look at the types of players they've signed, just to mention a few, Kewuti, Rowan Human, Alfred Ndengane. So, these are, to a certain degree, quality players, you know. And also when you look at Ndengane, he's got so much experience within DStv Premiership football. So with regards to their start to life at Maritzburg United, yeah, I've been very disappointed because they haven't really inspired confidence. And Ernst Middendorp would obviously wanted a better start, especially considering how he finished off last season. But I don't foresee Maritzburg staying at the bottom of the table for too long, because I think they'll be able to get over their issues, and I think the club will start to gel, you know. But one player to highlight that I'm looking very forward to and how they will progress during the season is Rowan Human. So this is a player who can start off the left or can play as a number 10, you know. Very, very good young player, you know. He did rise through the ranks at Bidvest Wits, but we do know the story there. They got sold. He went overseas. He was in Israel, and then he came back. So, very exciting young prospect who can do so very well at Maritzburg United. Another player that he can link up with is Abongokuhle Hlongwane, you know, who's also very good, you know. So, Maritzburg United, in my opinion, they do have the quality at both sides of the pitch. You know, it's just putting it together. And as we do know, that in the heart of midfield, they have Travis Graham as well. So this Maritzburg side, they do have quality. So from a qualitative perspective, they do tick certain boxes, if not most. I just think that they have to start gelling and look to get out of the relegation zone and kick on. And then at number 15, Royal AM. So Royal AM, yeah, they've had a bad start to life. And I just think it's off-the-field issues more than anything, you know, trying to sort out everything. I mean, Royal AM, on their books, they've got about 60 players right now. I speak under correction, but it's about 60 players they have on their books right now. So trying to sort out that mess then with regards to which guys are going to be the main players and what's going to happen there. Otherwise, there's, look, a group of very talented players when you consider both groups because they did buy out Bloemfontein Celtics. So there's Bloemfontein Celtics players and then there's the original Royal AM players. So when you look at that situation, I just think that Mam Khize, look, she's tried to save everyone and she's tried to ensure that everybody has a salary and a job, which is a very good thing, you know, from a humanitarian perspective. Great, she's got a lovely heart. However, she's running a business and this is football and the season is progressing, you know, so there is no time then to play Mother Teresa. Lovely gesture, I love it, but there's no time to play Mother Teresa. She just has to get to a point where she picks the best 25 to 30 players from the group of 60 and pay out the rest. Unfortunately, pay out the rest, help them find clubs within GLAD Africa Championship, and some of them would be free agents, so they'd be free to go. But that's what she has to do. Get a squad of 25 to 30 quality players. From a positional perspective, you cover all positions. So at right back, you've got two options. Center back, you've got four options. In the goalkeeping department, you have at least two to three options. Left back, you've got two options. In midfield, you've got your four or five midfielders. Up front, you've got your four or five attackers, you know. And get a nice tight-knit group of 25 players, like I say, and look to build with that. Because they are quality players, you know, within the side. You know, you look at players like Ndumiso Mabena. You look at Potsane. You look at Spelele Lithuli. You look at Mahlasela, you know. Those are four quality players that can contribute so much to the side, you know. So there is quality there within this Royal AM side. I think it's just sorting out the off-the-field issues and then being able then to work as a cohesive unit towards that, you know. But yeah, so at this current moment, they do sit at 15th. And then when we have a look at number 14, we've got Marumo Gallants. Also another new proposition. So yeah, they've recently acquired the services of Usphelele Ntshangase, which will be very exciting, especially when we look at the heart of midfield. How then does he fit in with, for example, you'll have Ndlondlo. You'll have Ndlondlo would play sort of as an 8, sometimes as a 10, sometimes it does come off the left. But well, let's say you've got now Ndlondlo, you've got Ntshangase, and then you've got Ngema, you know. Or let's say then you've got Edgar Managa. So for balance perspective, you have Managa as the holding midfielder, you've got Sphele Ntshangase, you've got Ndlondlo. That, for me, is a very good midfield three. And if you can use them in the correct manner, I think that you can really profit goals from this midfield three. And seeing how they link up together. And then you do know that, obviously, you got Nyamane coming off the one side. And then you've got Ngema as well, who tends to come in. So when you look at it, this team has quality players. So rather than you'd actually have Ndlondlo starting out wide, and then you're having Ngema starting as the 10. Ndlondlo does like to come in then. So from a midfield perspective, I think they now have quality players. There's also Utato Kiba, who is formerly of Kaizer Chiefs Youth Development. He did play at the MDC side, but he's now part of this Marumo Gallants side. So from a midfield perspective, they've got quality midfielders in my opinion. I just think that they have to sort out their back four, look to be tight, and pick their games, you know. Not every game you can have an open, expansive approach. Some games, you know, you just have to keep it tight and know when to attack. Pick your moments, pick the right times, and box smartly, you know. He who boxes smartly is the one who wins the fight. So that's what it is for me when it comes to Marumo Gallants. They have to pick their moments, you know, within games and pick their phases. But if they have a very strong base, defensive base, I think then they stand a good chance of staying up. Yes, it will be difficult because a lot of change has been instituted at the club. But if they box smartly this season, then yeah, look, they could look to survive. Moving on then,
TS Galaxy sit at number 13. Owen Dagama has worked with this side, so they've made a lot of changes as well. So it will take time for them to gel. But Owen Dagama being a very disciplinarian and authoritative figure, you know, he will quickly sort out this TS Galaxy side. You know, that I have no doubt about. He will sort them out. They'll have their defensive shape. They'll be very pragmatic. As we saw how they set up against Kaizer Chiefs, that's what they'll look to do. And then with your exciting players like Ethan Brooks, Wade Lekay, Nyama, those are the type of players that they will be looking then to catch teams either on the break or whenever they do get into the final third. They'll be looking at those players to institute goal creation and scoring goals with Matupu as well. So they do have certain players who, from a qualitative perspective, tick the box when it comes to the final third. And then from a defensive perspective, I think they've got quality at the back, you know, and they've also got depth now because you've got Sanoka, you've got Msimango, who's still making his way back to full fitness. You've got Macbeth Mahlangu. You've got the boy they've signed from overseas as well, you know, who played in the heart of defense against Kaizer Chiefs, was very solid. And then they've got Sedat at left back. So they've got so many options at defense. At right back, they went with Lucky Boy Mkwena. They've also got Munyai. So they've got so many options in defense and quality players. So I think Owen Dagama will sort out this team very quick. And I don't think they'll be languishing at the bottom of the table for too long. So moving then right along, let's have a look at AmaZulu, you know. They've had a poor start to life. And also another team that instituted so many changes, you know. And I think it's simple for Benny McCarthy. Just getting those players back to full fitness. So getting Memela, Mulenga and Kalingi, getting them back to full fitness. Getting them ready and firing. And I think then they can start working their way back to the impressive form they finished with last season. So let's just have a look at them and have a tactical in-depth analysis of AmaZulu. So in goals, Veli Motwa. At left back, they've got Pilani Zulu. The two centre halves, they've got Togi. Tapelo Togi starts as the left side at centre half. And then as the right side at centre half, they have started with Mkwazela, who I've been very impressed with. I think he's going to be a mainstay in that AmaZulu back line. At right back, they've got Sikakane. But we do know that they signed Muleko, who will be competing with him. So personally, I'll bring in Muleko over Sikakane going back into the DStv Premiership action. I'll go with that back four with Pilani Zulu, Tapelo Togi, Mkwazela and Muleko at right back. And just look to have them going solid again, you know. Can they go solid? Can they be compact again? Let's go back to basics a bit, you know. Let's find that rhythm again and that structure and that great foundation which AmaZulu have. And then in the heart of midfield, Makhaula, who does wear the captain's armband, and mainstay, very strong, very, very good player, you know, to a certain degree, a late bloomer, you know. These are the types of players in South African football you look at and you think, had this guy been identified a lot earlier on in his career, he would have made so much of a difference, not just for his club team, but also for a Bafana Bafana, because we do know that this is an area of concern. We don't have a quality defensive midfielder, and I think within the league, he's easily within the top three when it comes to a defensive midfielder. Makhaula in there, and then I would have, look to have Keegan Buchanan and Sitebe in there. So I'll go with the midfield three. And the reason why I'd go with the midfield three for AmaZulu is just to solidify the midfield and also get their foot on the ball and look to control the game. You know, another special mention goes to Xola Mlambo, who they can use, you know. So that's more or less what I would be looking to do then, and having that midfield three. And then up front, so this is also sort of a bit of a we would have many options. And then up front, from the left, I'd look to have Mulenga. On the right, I'd look to have Memela, who starts from wide and then comes in. And then up front, I'd look to have Majoro. That would be my front three. However, to tweak things against certain opposition, I'd look to play with the false nine. So a free, fluid, flowing front three. A false nine with Mulenga there. And then Memela coming off the left. And then Kalinge coming off the right. But they could always swap, you know. So with AmaZulu, that's what I would be looking to institute. Just to go back to basics, solidify, go back with your strongest 11 and look to compete again. But very confident that AmaZulu will do well going into the rest of the season. I just think Benny just has to get a few things right, get the team clicking again, get that momentum, and then look to have them competing again, because we do need an AmaZulu that will compete. You know, the amount of money they've spent, the personnel that they've brought in, they should be competing rather. And then moving on then into 11th position, Orlando Pirates. So Orlando Pirates is a team that is trying out new things. That's what happens whenever you do have a change of personnel. So when we have a look at Orlando Pirates, they've gone to a 3-4-2-1. And I've always mentioned that I think they're the perfect 3-4-3 team, which transitions into a 3-4-2-1. So what they've gone with as of late is a 3-4-2-1. So this is what their 3-4-2-1 would look like. So in goals, they have Richard Ofori. We do know that he started off the season poorly, you know. And then they've got a back three of Abel Mabaso. They've got Jele, and then they've got Tyson. That's their back three. In the out of midfield so far, they've had Musele and Zungu. We do know that Benjamin Ntswari did get injured, but he most likely will make his way back into the lineup. So they had Musele and Kanyiso Zungu. As the left wing back, they've had Dean Hunter, who, look, to a certain degree, I think he's better suited when playing as a left wing back, as opposed to him then being tasked to come in and play in vertical zone 2 or play then in vertical zone 3, where sometimes he has to occupy zone 14. I think it's better suited at vertical zone 1, as that's his natural strength, you know, sort of running up and down. Also very good at playing those balls into the box. And then as the right wing back, they've had Bandi Leshandu, who I think to a certain degree, look, a lot of the Pirates faithful weren't happy with his signing, but I think he's been a good player for Pirates down the right-hand side, you know, and I think he'll grow into that. But I would be looking to bring back Wade Euster, because I just think that Wade Euster is such a quality wing back, you know, as opposed to a full back. I think at times it can be average, it can be caught out. But I think this system predicates for a Wade Euster to do a lot better, because he likes to bomb forward. And then the two they've played, they've had Kabelo Dlamini, they've got Pule as well, and then they've had Mhango. But, I mean, notable names to mention, guys that could come back and make a huge difference. I think if you have Lodge coming here, and then you've got Pule, and then you've got Mhango, they could sort of institute this very deadly front three, which is sort of similar to that of Serinho, Zwane, and Shalulile, you know. So I think having Lodge coming back in, I think that would be good. Having Mutsuare coming back in alongside Nkanyiso Zungu, I think that would stabilize them from a midfield perspective. And you'd be looking at Nkanyiso Zungu being freed then to play as a deep-laying playmaker, and then having Mutsuare sort of sit and allowing him to do that job. But yeah, this is what Pirates look like. Very interesting times ahead with Manda Ngazi at the helm alongside Fadlu Davids. And very interesting to see then, what will the management do? Will they institute change with regards to the technical team, or will they leave it as is? Moving on then right along, Golden Arrows at number 10. A team that I've been thoroughly impressed by. I really love how they've approached the game. So with Siema, what I love about him is that he's built upon the very same foundation that Umandla Ngcikazi left. Very impressed so far by Mlungwane in goals. He's been absolutely phenomenal, you know. To a certain degree, it's sort of him responding to Hugo Bruce to say that, you know, I've still got it. You know, don't look at my body, but look at the performances that I'm dishing out. CBC at the back, very solid. I prefer him with Uzuke. I think they make a better centre-back pairing as opposed to him and Matiane. I think that's a better centre-back pairing. I think that's what they should be looking to go with. Dlamini has settled in very well in the heart of midfield alongside Undwandwe. And then Pule Mori is injured. But this international break, I think that should give him enough time to get back into the thick of things. As he is a talisman, he is needed. Dudu Spear should look to grow. And Knox Mutuiza, Michael Boy, Kumeda up front, they're two goal-getters. You know, they're the ones competing for that position. And I think it's a healthy competition, because whenever one does play, they do show us why they should keep the jersey and start as the main number nine. You know, they also very, very good players, you know. So, yeah, very excited about Golden Arrows and what they could do. Special mention goes to Cele, their left back, who I've been very impressed by how he reads the game, his energy. And I just think that if he can just work on his final ball and keep up the consistency within the DStv Premiership, we're looking at a potential Bafana Bafana candidate down the left-hand side. So that is one player to keep an eye out for. You know, that's a very exciting player that we could look out for, a young player as well. And then when we go up the log, there's Sekhukhune United. Yes, our favorite, Yusuf Matt, plying the trade there. So that's also another team that could look to stabilize. They've made a lot of signings. And I just think they just need to figure out, come up with their best 11. And yeah, let's see how they could look to build. They've just acquired the services of Seth Perusnat. So, which is very interesting, because I thought Perusnat would end up at a SuperSport or a Kaizer Chiefs. But great signing for Sekhukhune United. Moving on then along, Baroka at 8. Very interesting season ahead for them. And seeing how they manage to click. But they look like they've got strong players there, you know. And if they can just click and they can just gel, they can really compete, you know. I really enjoyed their second half performance against Kaizer Chiefs at the FNB Stadium, where they were able to fight and get back into the game. Atinkosi Dlala in the heart of midfield. That's a very good midfielder, you know. I think that is one that is going to be picked up by a big team going forward. And moving on then along, Swallows at number 7. The only thing I'll mention with Swallows is final third cohesion and chances created in the final third, and them being overly reliant on Ruzeyk Hamildin. I think that's the biggest problem with Swallows, is in the final third. If they can sort that out, I mean, they do have Mwape Musonda, who they've signed. If they can sort that out, get Mwape Musonda integrated, I think they can be a very lethal side in this DStv Premiership. To a certain degree, if they can grow in confidence, grow in consistency, and keep it tight at the back, and look then to score the goals up front, they could be a contender for the DStv Premiership. Moving on then to number 6, Mamelodi Sundowns. They've started very poorly and they've started slowly according to their standards. And I just think it's been a situation of personnel. So, I mean, they've started with Onyango, Grant Kekana, right-sided centre-half, Libero, Rivaldo Kutsia at left-sided centre-half. They've had Rushin Duruk. They've had Lila Kay in this position. They've had Mvala. They've had Hashim Domingo. And then they started with Mudao, but Mudao got injured. So Tapelo Morena was brought in. Then they've had... Yeah, so yeah, it's changed because of injuries as well. So it was Zwane and Mudiba, but then Zwane got injured. So yeah, so it's been Serinho and Mudiba, and then you've had Shalulile as the mainstay. But yeah, it does change. Erasmus did come in that MTN 8 fixture against Golden Arrows as well. But the biggest problem, and Miami as well, started against Chippa United. So they haven't really found the rhythm with regards to their strongest 11. The biggest problem for me for Sundowns is we haven't seen them being able to dominate in vertical zone 2 like they usually do, and vertical zone 4 like they usually do, and vertical zone 3. These are the three central zones that they've been very good at manipulating. So we haven't seen a fluid-free flowing passing game of football. If anything, the two midfielders, Hashim Domingo has done a lot better. With Mvala, he's been solid, yes, but you know, they don't progress the ball into the final third. And that's where we're looking to create chances. That's where we're looking to score goals. In the incision phase, they've been very poor, in my opinion. That's why they haven't been creating too many clear-cut chances, you know. And if they can just get Zwane back, Serinho back, and Shalila back, and institute Jali and Mukhlisi in the midfield, if they can get their spine, you know, these five players are very important. Having Lila Kay and Morena, I think then we'll see the Sundowns of old. I think that's the way to go for them. So they've started slowly, but interesting times ahead as they do reopen the DStv Premiership with an encounter against Kaizer Chiefs. Will be very interesting to see then how they go about business. And then at 5th, It is Chipper United. So I've been impressed by Chipper United, Gavin Hunt's side, you know, especially when you look at their performances. So, I mean, Chipper United, come on, guys. Chipper United have picked up 4 points in 2 games. You know, that is a huge achievement for a Chipper United side. They're starting to find momentum. They're starting to find consistency. But let's have a look at them tactically, Chipper United, you know. Very interesting proposition. And just to highlight certain things, you know. So they have managed to get Sandy Limteto on loan from Orlando Pirates. They have managed to get Pagamani Mahlambi. So those are very interesting players, you know, that they could look to be using, you know. But when we have a look at them, how they started, you know, against Sundowns and what they look to do, you know. So I will focus on their prospective lineup and what they could look to do against certain teams and how it could work out for them. So in goals, they've had Watenga, Dunyelo as the right back. Very, very impressed by Uzulu. I've been very impressed by Uzulu at centre back alongside Roscoe Peterson, Hanamub at left back. So they go with the hybrid system of a 4-5-1, which sometimes does turn into a 5-4-1, depending on the phase of the game. So yeah, very impressed with them. And then in the heart of midfield, they've had Sammy Siabi, Mlinzo, Mukhele on the left-hand side. And then they've had Mabito as the right wing. And then, to mention, Pagamani Mahlambi. This is a player they could look to be using as the striker, and then Ngele. So the reason why I want to have Ngele and Mahlambi there is because against many teams, they're going to have to forfeit ball possession, but they could hit teams on the counter with Mukhele's speed, Mahlambi's speed, and Libito's speed. They could look to hit them on the counter. But the beautiful thing then about this Chipper side is that they could then also look to use set pieces. Ngele, very good with set pieces, and then you've got these four at the back were very good in the air, especially Roscoe Peterson and Uzulu. So very impressed with him. Also, he's won back-to-back Man of the Match awards, which has been very, very impressive by him. So this Chipper United side, I think if Gavin Hunt can build momentum and consistency, they'll shock a lot of people. And I wouldn't be surprised to see them finishing in top 8 if they carry on playing like this. So moving on then to fourth. At fourth, we've got Kaizer Chiefs. So Kaizer Chiefs, you do know, 4-2-3-1. That's what they've started with. You know, they've had Bruce in goals. They've had at right back, Blom, two center halves. They started with Cardoso, Matoho. At left back, they've started with Santi, the double pivot of Cole, Nange. They've had Parker. They've had Nukovic start off the left, weirdly. And then they've had Biliat start as the number 9. And then they've had Dolly or Sikhota in there. So, yeah. So, very interesting then with Kaizer Chiefs, how they've started. I think, look, on paper, it's been a good start because they aren't defeated. But a lot of people were disgruntled with their performance against TS Galaxy. You know, it was very lethargic. And, they just didn't inspire confidence. But against Baraka, they came out with the bang. And they did really well in that game. And, So, just to note, yes, we'd like to see change. But we're not going to see much of it at Kaizer Chiefs. I have to burst your bubble. Because Stuart Baxter has come out and said that he is not going to throw in new boys at the back. So I think we're going to see Cardoso and Matoho for a very long time, especially because they've kept a clean sheet. Cardoso also scored a goal. And to a certain degree, in Stuart Baxter's eyes, they've justified why they can be in the lineup and why they've been in the lineup. So that's more or less Kaizer Chiefs. There's Parker, there's Nukovic. Look, I think if you bring in Sikhota and Nkosipile Ngcobo, you could see a better free-flowing, fluid style of play and transition as well from Kaizer Chiefs. But you have them and Parker and Nukovic. I don't think they're going anywhere. Those are the guys that will be starting. Unfortunately, you know, it is what it is. But those are the changes that I would make. You know, I'd play with the false nine, like I'd mentioned before, of Biliat. Have Sikhota, have Dolly, and have Ngcobo. Then have the double pivot, you know. And, look to hit teams on the transition, yes. But also in the final third, with regards to overloading the two half spaces and also the central zone, have Keegan Dolly as the dictator, the playmaker. double up, because then when you have Ngobo, you've got two playmakers, you've got two number 10s, you know, who can institute play, both left-footed, both intelligent, and read the game superbly well. And then at third place, we've got Cape Town City, who have also started well. So what I like about this Cape Town City, defensively, they're looking more solid, and they've got depth in their squad, which is something which I applaud, you know, and especially because in previous years gone by, you could only look at Cape Town City starting 11, and then you couldn't look beyond that. But now they've got depth, they've got players who can come off the bench and impact the game. And yeah, we do know their key players, Ralani, Mduduzi Mdantsane, Terence Mashego, who's doing really well down the left-hand side, and then Mubara and Phillies. They've started well. Those five players are going to be very key for them. And Makola as well, surprisingly, he started very well in the heart of midfield. At number two, you've got Stellenbosch, which is a surprise, you know, considering how they finished off last season. And with Stellenbosch, I must say that Stellenbosch can actually have, yeah, a very, very enterprising sort of front four, front three, if I could say. So they could look to go with the 4-2-3-1. Wasim Isaacs as their number 10. You could have Dupriya coming off the left, Dingba coming off the right, and then Mandieta. So this front four, from a qualitative perspective, within the DStv Premiership, you know, I think it is right up there. Top five when we're looking at quality of attack, you know. So offensively, they can actually hurt opposition. Hence why they were able to score two goals against Orlando Pirates, you know. So I think if Steve Barker can just find the balance between offense and defense, I think he can do well this season. And if he can find the balance between the build-up phase, consolidation phase, and the incision phase, I think he can do well. Because Mandieta, very creative player. Dingba, very enterprising, lots of speed, very creative. Dupriya, very quick. You know, if he can just use his speed and just refine his technical skill set when he gets to the final third, you know, it can be very good for this side. And then Wasim Isaacs, you know, if he can give himself a target of 10 to 12 goals, you know, and be in the running for the Golden Boot, I think he can have a very good season because he's a very good finisher. He can hit them from out far, and he's also a fox in the box. He can finish in there. So Stellenbosch, very interesting. And then number one is SuperSport United. Interestingly enough, I have mentioned how tactically awkward they can be because they do start with the 4-4-2 at times, but we've seen a change where Reynans has come in, and Reynans would go to the right-hand side, for example. Mbule would come in, and then Weber would start on the left. You'd have Mukwena, and you have Don, who's done very well in the heart of midfield, and who's complemented these other ball players so well. So that is SuperSport United. They've signed Kwanazi, who can slot right alongside Fleurs, which I think would be a quality centre-back pairing within the DStv Premiership, which potentially, you know, we could be looking at Bafana, but we do know there's a whole age thing around that. But Luke Fleurs has done really well. Basera, Evergreen at right-back. They've gone with Ntlapo, but you can also use Keenan Phillips. So this SuperSport United could surprise a lot of people this season. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is then from number 1 to number 16 in the DStv Premiership. So, just a recap before I move on to the extra time segment, where I give you guys my 11 young players to look out for this season. And yeah, so from number 16 all the way to number 1 in the DStv Premiership currently, Maritzburg United at 16, Royal AM at 15, Marumo Gallants at 14, TS Galaxy at 13, AmaZulu at 12, Orlando Pirates at 11, Golden Arrows at 10, Sekhukhune United at 9, Baroka at 8, Swallows at 7, Sundowns at 6, Chipper United at 5, Kaizer Chiefs at 4, Cape Town City at 3, Stellenbosch at 2, and then SuperSport United rather at number 1. So let's move on then to the extra time segment. So in the extra time segment, I will focus on the younger players. So we focused on the quality players, we focused on the big names. Let's focus on the youngsters who are applying their trade within the DStv Premiership, because I just think that it's important we shine a spotlight on the young players as well. So in this segment, I will give you guys my 11 players who I think are players to watch out for. Young 11 players to watch out for, you know. I will give you special mentions as well as I go through the lineup. So, this isn't particularly the best players, but just according to what I've seen and according to the players which have excited me, you know. So, yeah. So, some of them have already made a name for themselves. Some of them are rising to prominence. Some of them are unknown. But, yeah. In goals, I'll go with Sifiso Mlungwane, which is a national talking point. We don't have a lot of young goalkeepers playing regularly in the DStv Premiership, but I've gone with Mlungwane there. You know, yes, I do know that he's born in 1997, which then means he's 24. So he's not young, but there's not so many options. Yes, there's Mark Anderson out at Cape Town City, but he's like the fourth choice goalkeeper. So we'll go with Mlungwane there. And then my right back, Njabulo Blom, he's done absolutely amazingly. And then my two centre-halves, Mkwazela, Luke Fleurs. At left-back, I've got Mabiliso, but special mention does go to Pele at Arrows, who's been doing really well. But Mabiliso at left-back, I've opted with a midfield three. So my midfield three is Musele, Nkosimphile Ngcobo, and then Mbule. Yes, believe it or not, guys, Mbule is still under the age of 23, you know. So, yeah, he's young, quality player. That is my midfield three. And then up front, I've got Makgopa, Hlongwane, and then Rowan Heumann. Yes, from a balance perspective, these are two out-and-out strikers, but I've had to fit them into my 11 players to watch out for. So, yeah, Rowan Heumann as well from Maritzburg United. However, a couple of guys to make special mention of. At centre-back, at SuperSport, you've got Tetlokwe. You know, you've got Macbeth Mahlangu at TS Galaxy. In the midfield, you've got Ethan Brooks. Special mention goes out to him. You've got Sabelo Khatebe at Kaizer Chiefs as well. You've got Monyane at Orlando Pirates, who can play as a right back or a right wing. So, yeah, guys. So, those are some of the players, just to give them a special mention, special young players that we should be looking out for in the DStv Premiership. However, do let me know, what is your DStv Premiership young player starting 11? So, which is your 11 of the young players which excite you the most within the DStv Premiership and that we should be looking out for? So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in to yet another special episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo. I thoroughly enjoyed this one. Signing out.